this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, we have a very special friend on our show today. We are going to be talking with Krista Jones, and she's going to tell us about the amazing work of Sparrow's Nest and all the good news.
Krista Jones, welcome back to Sparrow's Nest. It's always a treat and a delight to have you on the air.
I love being with you, too. It makes my day.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, so for the one or two people in the entire Hudson Valley who don't know, because your organization is immensely well-known throughout the Hudson Valley, but tell us, what is Sparrow's Nest?
So Sparrow's Nest is a 501c3 charity. Our mission is to cook and deliver homemade meals to families in five Hudson Valley counties that are facing any type of cancer diagnosis. That's the current mission.
The current.
Now with all the exciting stuff that's happening here, that mission is about to expand and change in the fall.
Well, before we get to that, let's talk about the history of all this.
Yes.
Because, folks, this fantastic organization that takes care of so many people and so many families started with one energetic young lady who happens to be on the microphone, Krista Jones, and she's going to tell us how, from a little acorn, this immense tree grew. Tell us, Krista.
So probably 12, 13 years ago, I had a friend. I was in a mom's group, and she wasn't feeling well. She was losing a lot of weight. She ended up with a cancer diagnosis of colon cancer, and it was stage 4. And I felt helpless, which I think a lot of us feel when someone is diagnosed with cancer. And I was trying to do something for her that would help her, but not overwhelm her. I was trying to take something off her plate where she didn't really have to be a part of it. So I started leaving meals at her doorstep. I noticed that a lot of other people were leaving meals at her doorstep. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. This is too many people, and it's strangers, and she doesn't know what the heck is going on or where the food was cooked or how the food got to her house. And so I just kind of stopped it all. And I said, Kathy, I'm going to just take care of it, and I'll have it go through me. And then we just kind of worked on a system to make sure that her doorbell wasn't ringing 24 hours a day, that she was getting food for a few days in a row, and we could just leave it. And we knew she was taken care of, and we could check in on her every couple of days. And we just knew that her babies and her husband had some food that she didn't have to pay for. She didn't have to plan. And, you know, certainly she didn't have to go out and get. So that was really the premises, you know, how the whole thing started.
Right.
Can imagine she must have felt overwhelmed. Do I send thank you notes? I mean, and when you've got so many other things on your mind, that's the last thing you need to think about, too.
Especially when you're so sick. You can't even get to the door, you know, and you want to make sure, you know, more than ever, your body is compromised. Your immune system is a mess. You need to know the food that's coming in, as amazing as the community is. You just need to know that, you know, health department procedures are followed and as safe as possible. And that's kind of where we were. So it's not like this is this new idea. This goes back to the Stone Ages, you know, people cooking for people for a million different things. I just said, you know, we can do this, but we need to do it better.
Right.
And we started out with the one person, and you're doing it in your kitchen at home.
Kitchen,
And tell us about the first expansion.
So we were first in my kitchen at home until we got to about 35, 40 people. Right. And then my neighbors were like, this is not fun anymore. So we moved into the Summerlin Plaza. And from there, we expanded it. It was moms that had cancer. Then we said, oh, what about moms and dads? Then moms and dads and caregivers. And then moms and dads and caregivers and children. So when we were in the Summerlin Plaza, we went all the way up to about 400 people.
And that was a commercial, you know, full-blown kitchen, right?
Full-blown commercial kitchen that, as the years went on, I was like, this isn't the last step.
And I was picking up pies there, too. I remember it was a nice
place. Cooking pies there. But, you know, the last year or so has been tough because the numbers keep growing, and there's still a population that we were not feeding. And that was our senior citizens. And that was those living that did not have children in the home. Right. So if you had children in college, you didn't qualify. If you think, you know, I don't want children at all, you didn't qualify. If you're a senior citizen, you don't qualify. And you know me, Kathy, Joni,
yes.
You know me. I can't say no. So I'm like, not no. I'm like, you just need to wait. You need to give me a moment. And then we're going to expand the mission. And that, my friends, is where we are today. We are about to expand.
And how many people are we taking care of today?
So today we're a little over 400. I think we're closer. We're getting to the 450 area.
Wow.
But with a mission expansion, we are going to probably bring those numbers up by another 40, 50%. So
that much.
650 people. Probably when we make our way into next year.
All from taking care of one neighbor. All right. You are an amazing person, Krista.
Yes.
I mean, your energy is just amazing. Now, tell the tale of the baked ziti.
Oh, so here's the baked ziti. My girlfriend, Kathy, not sweet Kathy, who is with us today.
Oh, yes.
My girlfriend, Kathy, who was diagnosed.
Right.
That's what she was getting a lot of, was baked ziti. And we love baked ziti, right? We all think we're doing a great thing. And we are. We are. Mm-hmm. You know, use your mama's sauce. But here's the thing. We're busy. So Big ZD is easy. Big ZD is cheap. And Big ZD is hearty. So it is a great thing to deliver, except when it's not. So when you get 38 trays of Big ZD, because, you know, there's nobody's putting in what they're bringing. And it was just, I had to get her another freezer because she didn't want to throw out any food because somebody took the time to make it. So
right.
We'd be like, all right, we're having a Big ZD contest tonight. Let's blindfold who's got the best Big ZD. But the thing is, you need so much more than baked ziti.
Yes.
And baked ziti, you know, it can be a lot of processed food. And you need fresh fruits and fresh vegetables.
Healthy.
You need me not to repeat a recipe for a year, which Jonah loves.
Yeah.
And so I promised my friends when she was very, very sick and we knew that we were going to lose her. You know, one of the conversations we had was, you know, I was like, Kathy, I'm going to do this thing. And she's like, promise me no baked ziti. And I was like, I swear, baked ziti will never be on our menu.
Off the table.
In the last 10 years, not one baked ziti.
Good for you.
All right, there's two things to know. Number one, do have leftover baked ziti, folks. Send it to this radio station, care of Jonah. And two, we're going to be back with our fabulous guest, Krista Jones, after we find out who keeps Radio Rotary fed by being our sponsors this week.
Oh, Jonah, we are lucky to be sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
And back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreb. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
The Mark Foundation invites you to this year's luncheon honoring Kelly Langard, Making Her Mark with Unshattered, which employs those recovering from substance abuse. Tickets are available at mark-foundation.com. They are $100 for the May 16th event at Restaurant 6. All proceeds support the crucial work of helping improving the path to recovery from alcohol and drug abuse in the Mid-Hudson region.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treve-Wasser, and with me is Kathy Kruger, who's going to reintroduce our guest. Kathy, take it away.
Yes, very good friend of ours, Krista Jones, and she is talking to us about just the wonderful work of Sparrow's Nest, how she got it started, what she's doing, and the greatest news of all. I'll let her do that.
All right, so Krista, welcome back, and tell us, for those who may have tuned in late, what does Sparrow's Nest do?
So we cook homemade meals for families that are facing a cancer diagnosis. We're in 5 counties here in the Hudson Valley, and it's any cancer diagnosis at all from start to finish. And in cases in which a recipient passes away from their cancer diagnosis, we will feed the family for up to a year after.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So your meals are not just for the cancer patient, but for the entire family, right?
I mean, my meals really aren't for the cancer patient at all. In most cases, the cancer patient is just too sick to eat. And if they are eating, they're eating very, very little of what we're providing. Mm-hmm. We do a supplemental program where we make sure that they have Ensure and Boost and any of those kind of things that they need, soups and things like that. But a lot of times, like, you know, it's just so that all of their caregivers and their support system is able to eat in order to take care of them.
Now, we were joking around in the first episode, first part of the show about everyone bringing trays of baked ziti, and that you want to have a more variety and send the baked ziti to the radio station care of me. But you've got a dietitian on staff, and you don't really repeat meals too often, do you?
We don't repeat meals at all. One of my board members, she has since come off the board. Her name is Chelsea Hertel. She is in the dietary oncology field. She and I have gone back and forth for years over things that work and things that don't. You know, at this point, I kind of know what works and what doesn't. And, you know, you can't really go wrong when you do a lot of organic, like fresh fruits and vegetables and things. You know, a lot of people in the middle of a cancer diagnosis are really thrown into a different economic level. Right. So even people that might start off, you know, as middle class, you know, these diagnoses and healthcare bills and, you know, gas and doctor's appointments.
Overwhelming.
And losing, you know, losing a salary because now you can't work. It throws you into a different economic class. And a lot of times at the grocery store, you then can't shop on the perimeter of a grocery store, whichever it tells you to do. So the perimeter is all your fresh fruits and vegetables and dairy. And it's things, you know, you're going to the middle where all your processed food is. So my goal really is that I'm trying to use as much as I can from the ends of our store, you know, just in order to make sure that at least a couple of days a week, you're getting some really good food in you, because without good food, it affects your health. Then you can't have your treatments, and, you know, it's a spiraling effect. So our job is to make sure if you can't afford it, we can, and we're going to give it to you as much as we can.
So if there are folks out there who need your services and they know of a cancer patient or a cancer patient themselves who would like to have some terrific meals delivered, first of all, is there any cost to the patient for this?
Oh, there's no cost at all.
All right. So how do folks get a hold? How do folks get a hold of you, Krista?
So they can go to our website, which is sparrowsnestcharity.org. They can call us at 845-204-9421. A lot of times their oncologists and the nurse practitioners and the social workers know about us and have the paperwork. So when they're diagnosed, a lot of times these people help them fill it out and send it to us immediately. So it's not some overwhelming procedure that needs to be done, you know, when they get home.
Give us the contact information again.
Sure. It's sparrowsnestcharity.org or 845-204-9421.
And folks, I'm getting a pencil and paper of our terrific guest, Krista Jones. I'll repeat that in the next portion of the program.
And Krista, I know firsthand that you don't turn anybody down, basically. You're expanding your program. And I have to give you a shout out, too, because we had a Facebook blurb in Pleasant Valley here about a young woman with children who was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer, I believe, was her diagnosis. And right away, people were writing, Sparrow's Nest, Sparrow's Nest, Sparrow. I mean, you should have seen the Facebook. And right away, I got back, yes, we know. It's just like, so you contact people immediately. So I have to give you a shout out and thank you so much for what you're doing for
Pleasant Valley. That's where we don't drop the ball. My husband, he jokes because my phone is by my bed. But, if our website goes off at 11 o'clock at night, and, I'm not fast asleep and don't hear the buzzer. But if I hear it, I respond because that's when a cancer patient can get to me.
Sure.
That's when
sure.
they're not in bed sick. That's when they have 2 minutes of feeling good and they need some help. So, we are 24/7, as much as my husband would probably like me to dial that down a little bit.
You won't.
So how'd you come up with the name Sparrow's Nest? Is there some deep meaning to that?
There is actually a really deep meaning to that. My girlfriend, Kathy, when she knew that the diagnosis was terminal and she felt everything switch, she also felt spiritually, she needed to get her ducks in a row. And she really, really went on this journey and she immersed herself in, Christian music and on the radio and Joyce Meyer. And, she had it all on and she had her Bible with her. And she just immersed herself because she wanted to be in a place where she felt at peace.
Yeah.
And,
is she going to cry? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, a hard story.
Yeah.
But the song, His Eyes on the Sparrow, was actually at her funeral. And it's just a song that she never felt alone, because that's really what the song says. His eyes on the sparrow, he watches over me. So I was like, oh my gosh, well, sparrow watches over their nest. They watch over their birds and thus the name.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And you've got some big events coming up, which we'll talk about in the third portion of the program. But give us a little teaser in the minute we have left. What do you have coming up as far as some exercise for an old guy like me?
You need to have a cape and you need to tell me who your favorite superhero is.
You're my favorite superhero.
I think you, that's easy. Yeah.
But anyway, what do you have coming up?
We have Superhero 5K that is going to be coming up on June the 1st at Barton Orchards. And we would love for all of you to go, because all of us know obesity and not being healthy and not being fit can be a risk for certain cancer diagnoses. So it is my job that you do not have to call me and that I never have to feed you. And to do that, I got to get you healthy.
So get us walking. Right.
Absolutely.
So it's a 5K run and walk, or in my case, a 5K stroll.
Yeah, because it's terrain. It is a nice, beautiful trail. So we don't need you to go fast. We need you to soak in the beauty of the day. It's 3 miles long. It's at the orchard and it's just a great time.
And where's that located?
That is at Barton Orchards, which is right down the road from me here. They consider it Poquag, right here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a magician. We're going to have face painting. And we're going to, have name sandwich if you feel you need one after your 3 miles. And we're just going to have a good time. We just
terrific.
Need you.
And you have to celebrate. Yes, we'll talk about the celebration too.
We're going to find out more about celebrating after we celebrate. Who brings us Radio Rotary by sponsoring us? Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. And together, we turn great ideas into reality by accessing our networks, our experience, and the best of ourselves to make a difference. Around the world, Rotary brings leaders together to build new friendships and to solve problems. Like in Austria, where generations work side by side to build sustainable housing and community centers. In India, volunteers run a mobile blood bank to help provide a steady blood supply for their local community. And in Taiwan, people are working hard to get vulnerable citizens the support and services they need. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treve-Wasser. With me is Kathy Kruger. And Kathy's job as our producer is to book terrific guests. And she's booked the most terrific guest probably we've had all year because we're madly in love with her. She is a bundle of energy. She is the most giving person we know. And Kathy, she is?
She is Krista Jones, and she is going to tell us all about the unselfishness work she does with Sparrow's Nest.
I Krista, hope I don't get any hate mail from now being dubbed the best.
No.
We love all our guests. We happen to know Krista for the longest time.
Longest time.
Yeah, you and Caribbean. Yeah.
So, Krista, you've expanded your Sparrow's Nest. You've expanded Sparrow's Nest from cooking your own kitchen for one neighbor to a gigantic facility. How many square feet?
7,000 square feet. We just built. We just moved in in April.
And you had a ribbon cutting and you had an open house and the whole nine yards, correct?
Sure did. Lots of people from the community. It was amazing.
Right. And you're going to be able to cook for how many now?
Oh, we could cook for over 1,000 easily. We're at about 50 mark, but we could double our numbers with the size of this kitchen. It's 2,000 square feet, which was the entire building that I was in when we were in the Summerlin Plaza. So that included our offices and our kitchen. Now our offices are 2,000. Our kitchen is 2,000. And there's 3,000 extra square feet because I want to set up whoever the next person is, you know, when my time here is done, which is not now, but when it is, there's plenty of room so they can continue growing.
Now, you have the energy to do all the cooking yourself, but I know that you don't. How many people do you have on staff and do you have room for volunteers?
We have room for volunteers. It's a weird thing, though. I do the cooking. I have 3 or 4 volunteers that do the chopping. And I don't know that is going to grow as much as everything else. So now that we're here, we were talking in one of the last segments about fresh fruits and vegetables and what goes into your body. We're going to be planting and we're going to be giving them. It's actually planted out of the ground. That's the goal for next year. So this year we're playing around with it. We're going to need help in the harvesting and the planting fields and people that are experts. We need things as simple as, you know, help us mow our lawn. We're going to be weeding our gardens. We have a garden of hope and a memory garden as well. We're going to need help with flowers and all of that great stuff.
Oh, you're talking my language.
Yeah. I mean, please come because I can't. Plants do not flourish in my world ever. So I need all of you, not my wheelhouse. You know, and there's a lot to do. You know, we're packing cards and we're packing fuzzy socks. And we're, so this building is big. We're going to be able to fit people in it every week to do amazing things. And people that come up with their own projects. Somebody can say, hey, I want to gather sugar and salt and flour for you for a baking event. And I want to put it together in little mason jars. Go ahead. We have lots of stuff that you can do, lots of stuff that we are doing. You know, we just want you to see where your money goes, right? Because there's a lot of charities out there that, you know, hear awful things. And I feel then the really good charities, you don't hear about them because nobody talks about the good, but we're out here. So come and see what it looks like when you give $20 and you have to make 1,000 cookies.
And you said you're a charity. How are you funded, Krista?
We're funding solely from our donors. We have in our system right now, I think 30,000 unique donors that are able to help us raise $1.4 million a year. Some of that is through corporate money. Some of that is foundation money, but I would say 2/3 of that are things like we do team destination runs. Our superhero is coming the first at Barton Orchards. We have a gala that is coming up in September. If everything goes well, it's going to be right here on the premises. You can buy a brick. You can actually purchase something so that your name is on this home.
Oh, you still have bricks that are for sale then?
So bricks are set up for sale. This is round two. Round two is going to close probably in the beginning of August. And then round two, all those bricks will be put into the ground for September, and then we're done for the year. On a brick next year, it's going to cost more money.
How much are the bricks?
Bricks are $150 for a 4x8, $300 for an 8x8, and $500 for a 12x12.
Okay, Jonah, Radio Rotary. We did for Mark. We're going to have to do a brick for Sparrow's Nest.
Krista, if people want to get a hold of you, they want your services, they want to help out as a volunteer or some other way, how do they get a hold of you?
So on our website, there's actually a drop-down menu. You can tell us what you want to do. So you can join this amazing list of volunteers that we have, which is about 1,100 people. Wow. You can go to sparrowsnestcharity.org. You can call us and talk to my good friend, Chris, 845-204-9421. Or you can stop by the new facility. I mean, we are always here by 7:30 in the morning, always here till at least 4:30. If it's a Monday and we're cooking, we're probably here till 7 or 8 at night. Mm. So you can just stop by if you want to see what we do.
And among the jobs you have for volunteers, I mean, people don't come to your organization to pick up the meals. You deliver, right?
We do. We always need drivers on Tuesdays. Now that we have this new beautiful facility, we have a roundabout. So you physically are just driving around in your car and out. And it's a simple process. You tell us where you live. Our goal is to try to get you no more than 4 or 5 recipients near the area that you need to end up in, right? So maybe a half hour, 40 minutes worth of driving, and you get to meet 4 or 5 of our recipients, and it changes everything. Yeah. That's probably the volunteer spot that if you really, really need something for yourself, that's probably something you want to look at.
And what area do you cover?
We cover all of Dutchess County, all of Putnam County. We cover Orange County through the Newburgh area. We cover Ulster County all the way down to Kingston. And we are in the northern Dutchess County area as well. Northern Westchester.
Westchester, right.
That didn't sound right.
we know what you're talking about.
I am constantly amazed to hear this because it all started in your kitchen with you cooking for one person. This is incredible. It really is.
I kind of think that's the point. I think that's what people need to see, that you just need a little seed to change the world. People think sometimes really way too big.
Yeah.
And I think you don't have to go that big to start. You just think of a dream and just get it started because people are really craving just to do something good. They just need an outlet. That's all.
Yeah. And we need so much good in our world right now because there's just too much that isn't. And thank you for everything you do.
So,
again,
Krista,
a shout out for what you're doing in my hometown of Pleasant Valley for a woman. So,
And in the minute we have left, Krista, invite everybody to 5K.
Please come out to the 5K. It is on June the 1st. It's at Barton Orchards. It is a scenic trail, beautiful cascading view. 3 miles. That's all you have to do to keep yourself healthy. I don't want to feed you, so I want to see you, so I don't need to.
Okay.
And the website one more time?
SparrowsNestCharity.org.
Krista Jones, thank you for everything you're doing for those in need, and thanks for joining us again on Radio Rotary. Always a pleasure to have you.
You're just a godsend, Krista.
So are you.
And Kathy, who sponsors Radio Rotary this week?
We are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treve-Wassa thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org.